sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Jumping right back into it with Fritz Springmeier. Fritz, where do the Rothschilds play into things?
They are one of the top three families. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and the Van Dynes are the three inner circle families. And the Rockefellers are not a branch off of the Rothschilds. I've clarified that and you know, genealogically clarified that. So there's been some confusion or disinformation out there about that. But the head of the House of Rothschild is the fourth Baron, and this Baron Rothschild has a long name, longer than at least than most of us.
And Fritz, part of my ignorance, but what does it mean when you say Baron? That's a title, right?
Yes, right. That's like a duke or a prince. It's a title. And they have received titles, you know, the British and the French government have bestowed nobility titles, titles of nobility on them. And so it shows how important they are, that they have been made aristocrats. Yeah, his full name is Nathaniel Charles Jacobus Rothschild. He's an elderly man. He's still got a lot of energy to him. And he's had to try to make peace between all the different branches. As you remember, the original Rothschild had five sons, the five wizards, as they were called, and he sent them to different capitals in Europe, you know. One went to London, one went to Paris, one went to Vienna, and one went to Rome, and then one stayed in Germany. And so you had different branches of the Rothschilds. Plus, you also have descendants from that bloodline that were branched off that still contain the original name, which was Bauer. The Rothschild name was originally Bauer. So you have a lot of descendants of the Rothschilds. Not all of them are in the Illuminati. And then, of course, like I was saying, they've cut back on who their members are. They've kicked some people out, just like the Bush family. They were disgusted at the Bushes. And so the Bush family has been kicked out.
Why were they disgusted with the Bushes?
Well, the Bush Senior's a pedophile. He's disgusting in his own right.
But is that not the nature of the beast here?
Well, it was until the new generation took over, and the new generation wanted to clean their act up. But the reason why George Bush Senior started the the war in Iraq was because he owed large debts to the military-industrial complex, and it had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein being you know, a bad person. They set Saddam Hussein up, and in fact, if people go back in and really look, you'll notice that Saddam Hussein, in both cases, was trying to plead, but our news media, which is controlled, never told the American people he was saying this. But he was saying, hey, whatever it takes to have peace, you know, I don't want war with America. But our news media made it sound like he was strutting around wanting war with us. That wasn't the case.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah. Who would want war with the United States? I mean, come on. The guy's not an idiot. He couldn't even beat Iran. Why would he want to take on the United States and our allies when he couldn't even beat Iran? And he was fighting Iran with our help. We were giving him assistance.
Yeah. Right on. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that whole thing was, and that was not Illuminati approved for George Bush to go in with that Desert Storm and stuff. That was his own idea. And then they were definitely opposed to his son, Junior, King George II, going in and doing this Iraqi-Afghanistan thing, which was totally stupid. You know, so anyway, the Bushes did what they wanted to for their friends. You know, they made Halliburton money, but it wasn't something that had been sanctioned by the Illuminati. And the Bushes are out. They and their skull and bones are kicked out of the Illuminati. And I don't feel bad about that, because I didn't really care for what the Bushes did to destroy America. You know, I'm neither a Democrat or Republican. I'm for the Constitution. I'm for life. I'm for Christ. But, you know, when the Bushes come on to television and talk like they're Christians, you know, that's just propaganda. I mean, come on, people, think through, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So, you know, the Rothschild family is still very powerful. They, off the top of my head, I can't remember what they're worth. I'm just going to pull out, you know, don't quote me on this, but I think they're like $200 billion. They're worth something like that. They're still financially the most powerful family in the world. But right now, it's the Van Dine family that has one of their members as head. And then the Rockefellers are over here in America helping run our country. They're involved in a lot. You know, one of the things in my Bloodlines of the Illuminati book that I came out with in 1995, one of the things I showed was how the Rockefellers, through their foundations, finance a lot of these churches. You know, you'll notice that the churches don't bite the hand that feeds it. They don't. You never hear any sermons in churches against the Illuminati. You don't even hear them talk about an elite running the world. You know, it's just anymore. They don't even use the Bible for their sermons. They just give you a feel-good sermon, you know, positive thinking, and let it go at that.
It's very true, very true. You know, I mean, it's very interesting, because if you were to go to most churches today and ask them what they knew about World Trade Center 7, maybe only 25 or 30% of the hands would go up. A lot of people in these conservative churches still believe George W. Bush was a good guy, you know, after all that happened. And, you know, that's a very good, important thing to point out. But, you know, I have a question, you know, Fritz. What about the connection to the Rothschild banking cartel and the Vatican Bank, which seems to go back quite a few years? What's the connection there between the finances and the Vatican Bank and Rothschilds?
Well, the Rothschilds control the Vatican's finances. The Catholic Church has been really desperate to try to stay financially, fiscally alive. There's a book by David Yalop, In God's Name. And if you read that book, it's an excellent book. He shows how the Vatican, in order to continue to function, has the hierarchy of the Vatican is a lot of P2 Freemasons, regular Freemasons, mobsters. The Vatican's doing all kinds of illegal operations.
Interesting.
With the
mob. More on the Vatican with Fritz Springmeier when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh...
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Tough, all right. Tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Okay, Fervitz, let's bring it right back up with the Vatican. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just discussing how, you know, the Illuminati controls the means where money is created. I mean, these are the people that are the string pullers of the Federal Reserve, you know. They're not just wealthy. They control the means by which money is created. But the Vatican which, you know, there's all these deceived people out there thinking that the Vatican and the Pope is running the world. He isn't. He's scurrying around just to try to keep the Catholic Church and the Vatican financially solvent. And in order to do that, they have been in league with the mob, you know, over there in Italy. Well, actually, the mob connections of the Catholic Church connect back into the United States, too, because the United States is a great place to make money, or it has been in the past. It's ceasing to be that rapidly. But up until recent years, the United States has been a great place to make money. So the Catholic Church has been making money in the United States too. But a lot of it's been through illegal activities. And David Yalom's book, In God's Name, you know, gives so many details on how that's all going on. So, like you were mentioning, the Rothschilds control their finances. I want to go back to a previous topic that we were talking about that we didn't finish, and that was, the question was, is how might they do this genocide? And one of the things that I have picked up on is, I keep hearing basically the concept that there's going to be a culling, you know, where you cull the herd. And, for you know, I don't know the exact means of how they're going to cull the herd, but for me, one of the ways that occurs to me is if you have epidemics, pandemics, and disease come through, the strong survive and the weak are thinned out. Let's say you want to get rid of elderly people that are marginal, you know, their health is marginal. If you have something like the great epidemics that came through before, why, you can easily get rid of those people without, you know, it's not, there isn't any stigma of having murdered these people, because it's just something that occurs naturally. So I think that's one of the things that's going to happen. And in you know, you're probably aware that the 2014 Bilderberg meeting that's coming up soon is it's going to be held in Copenhagen. And I got the topics of agenda that they're going to be talking about. And one of the topics, one of the big topics, is the antimicrobial resistance out there. And what I'm getting at is the United Nations WHO organization did a country-by-country study where they go, they look at like malaria and all these other diseases, and they have studied it out in depth. And what they have determined is in a lot of places, the vaccines and stuff are no longer working. For instance, in Southeast Asia, the malaria vaccines are no longer working. So the world is moving in a direction where we could have plagues, and we could lose a lot of people. And well,
the vaccines in general, though, are heavily flawed. I mean,
oh yeah,
they're a big part of the poison and the sickness.
sure, you and I understand. Yeah, exactly. Instead of being really a benign answer, it's part of the problem. WHO has been using vaccines in third world countries to sterilize the women? You know, they'll come through a country like India and they'll lace the vaccines with stuff that will sterilize the women. That's one of their benign ways of trying to do population control.
Interesting.
What about cancer? I mean, that's the big epidemic now in the modern world. I mean, it's just huge in the United States. And I'm wondering, you know, because people have talked about laboratories that have developed cancerous cells or vaccines or pathogens of some sort. And is there anything that you know about the cancer epidemic that connects with this?
Well, that's one of those areas where the answers to deal with cancer are there if we would eat healthy.
Right.
And you know, if we bought from farmers and bought from reliable farmers that weren't using stuff that on their crops that cause cancer. But, you know, we take the easy way out and we buy this processed food that's got all of these toxins in it. And then we are poisoning ourselves. And so we're people are causing the cancers themselves. There's things that we can do that will shut down these cancers. Because actually, as you know, everybody's got cancer cells in them. What we do is when we eat certain things, get certain toxins, we trigger these cancers that are in us to go crazy. And what it is the cells start reproducing and can't stop. And you've probably all also noticed that all these billions of dollars that have been spent in cancer research, our whole lives have not produced any answers. That's pretty interesting right there, huh? And yet the answers, the real answers, are there, but they're naturopathic health-type answers that are outside the medical mafia box, you know? So it never ceases to amaze me how people give, you know, the medical mafia's priests, these doctors that they set up, people look at their answers as if they're gods, you know, like they're priests. And they don't question it.
Yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit on this show. And, you know, I just mentioned to Bob today that I went to Walmart and they had apricots on the shelf there. And I looked for the price and didn't see them, of course. And I like apricots because of the laetrile or because of the B17 in the pits, which are very prominent. And I bought four of them. I went up to the counter and paid for them. They were $1.98 a piece. $1.98 for an apricot.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is only when they're in season, which is about 2 or 3 weeks at Walmart. And I thought, maybe this has got to be wrong. Maybe I should call Walmart and find out what the story is. But, you know, I grew up in a day and age when we had apricot trees that would just break with all the apricots that would appear on them in the fall, usually sometimes, you know. And you can't go to a nursery to find the tree. You can't, you know, just buying an apricot at Walmart is $1.98. I mean, you could buy, Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 4 ears of corn or four apples, you know, for that.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that is staggering.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Folks, welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show, continuing this conversation with Fritz Springmeier. And in the last segment tonight, we'll take some of your phone calls. Fritz, we talked about the Vatican, we talked about the Rothschilds, we talked about the Rockefellers, we talked about all of these different players involved. But tell me, there's a contingency of people out there that suggests that the Jews are behind things, and that there's an overwhelming amount of Jewish families involved here. Your take on all that?
Well, one of the very first groups that got involved with hardcore Satanism, you know, you had these spin-offs of Kabbalism, you had your Sanhedrin back in Christ's day, you had your Sabbateans, Sabbatai Zevi's group. So there has been definitely a large contingent of satanic, Kabbalistic Jews. In fact, even in the scriptures, it talks about those who are not really Jews, but actually Satanists. So this has been around for a long time. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, the honest fact is that there's plenty of that going on. And I mean, if you look at Hollywood and you see how some of these Jews, Kabbalistic Jews, hate hate Christian values and so forth, but they are not the only thing that's involved in this world system of control. So it's misleading to say that it's a Catholic conspiracy or a Jesuit conspiracy. It's misleading to say that it's a Jewish conspiracy. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than labels. So while you definitely have a role being played by these kind of people, we have to be careful to look at the entire picture and not start labeling the whole thing as being one group, which actually does a disservice to us understanding, you know, for instance, George Bush, you know, the Bush family, a very evil family, but they're not Jewish, you know, and you could go on and give other examples. So this thing's beyond labels. In fact, they're the best at deception. They've got many centuries of skill behind how to be deceptive. And so this is definitely what you see is not what you get.
Well, I agree with you because, you know, when you look at these groups of people, particularly Jews and Catholics, you find a lot of very good people among them that may not be in touch at all with what could be happening on the higher levels. But then you got these questions. I mean, look at the entire war machinery behind Barack Obama, the artificial imposter president, which he is. He's a fabricated creation of the CIA. And you see virtually all of them coming from someplace like Georgetown, the School on Foreign Service, or Fordham, or Xavier, like Boehner and Pelosi and people like that. And then you have Kerry. Of course, he's the old skull and bones, as you talked about that. But then when you look at the banking cartel, and I have a friend that he likes to label the whole thing as the Jewish conspiracy. He says, well, I can tell you who they are. All I have to do is just look at the international heads of all of the IMF and the several of Federal Reserves, and they're either deputies of this or the Bank of Settlements or, you know, that kind of thing. So it's always the Jewish conspiracy, right? Then you have the Freemason part of this as well. And then you add, of course, the Sunnis and the Wahhabists and people like that, and then a few others. I mean, it's a multi-headed beast. Isn't that kind of what you're saying here, Fritz?
Yeah, very, very well said. And, you know, it's systems of control, and one of their major systems of control is finance. Another major system of control is religion. Finances can control a person no matter what religion you label yourself. You know, and another thing that's been used for centuries that works well is sex. You know, you take someone and you offer them whatever kinky sex that they want, and then you film it, you document what they've done, you know, buggering some little kid or some other crime, and then you have that person in your hand for the rest of their life, you know. And that's what the Illuminati skilled at doing, is offering the people that they want to control whatever sex they want, and, you know, that almighty second brain that guys will, that you can sucker almost anyone through sex. You know, that works great as well as money. So they've got some methods that are almost infallible, not to mention all the mind control that goes on.
Yeah, there's a lot of that out there, of course. And we've talked about the implants and the media. I mean, what do you think of here's another topic, of course. You know, I mean, Harry Potter, there's another film series. And, you know, I mean, there have been a lot of films about magic and magic swords and dragons and witches. I mean, you go back to The Wizard of Oz. You got, and there are all kinds of things out there. But it seems like some of the new stuff that's coming out, maybe not even associated with Disney, is really macabre. And, I mean, it's really deep into stuff that's very solid occult material, you know? No question about it. And you see any of that? I mean, is this still part of the same agenda, or are they going to shift that away from that now and try to clean up that act and call that out if necessary?
Well, at the top of things, they have shifted, but you've still got this whole world system that's invested in all of this. And so I'm curious to see what the trickle-down effect will be of the leadership changing, if we will start to see a shift in some of this. But what you're saying is definitely true. We had such an occult momentum going, you know, and it was just the kingdom of death was just drowning us in all of these images of death and destruction, and that the impetus, the momentum is still there. It just seems to be increasing. So I'm hoping that some of the new changes that have happened in the leadership is going to have a trickle-down effect where we're going to see the tide receding on this. Because it gets obnoxious to be constantly bombarded with this kingdom of death occult stuff. You know, it's all around us. And
yeah.
You can't go anywhere.
Right, it's like every movie you see. Hey, before we get to this break, Fritz, I want you to give out your website and your contacts so people can get a hold of you. We've been meaning to get to that, but we get into these talks, we forget. So we don't forget. Please get that out right now, please.
Okay, my website is pentracks.com, pentracks.com. Pen like you write with a pen, tracks like a bunny rabbit leaves tracks. Pentracks.com, and that's basically my basic purpose for that right now is to have a vehicle to sell my books. I originally wanted to use it to post daily articles, but they were spamming me. I was getting a spam about every 2-3 seconds, and I was spending 3 hours a day deleting my spams, and it just wasn't working. So what I ended up finding that did work was Facebook. Yeah, I know. They watch Facebook, but hey, they've been watching me for years, so hey, what's new, you know?
Yeah, you might win a convert or two over there.
Yeah. Facebook.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I finally made the decision to do about in regards to Facebook. And now it's not so much a promotional tool. It's just a way for people to communicate with you who follow your work if they so choose to seek you out. That's what it's for. Fritz, we're coming up to our last segment tonight. Wow, time has certainly flown by, as they say, and we'll have to have you back on. And in the last segment, as promised, I will take a few phone calls with you. We have a bunch of people on the line who want to talk with you, so we'll try to squeeze them in and wrap things up. Folks, it's the Bob Tuscan Show. Our guest tonight has been Fritz Springmeier, and we'll be back with your phone calls to wrap things up in just seconds.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number to join us if you want to fit in a question here for the last moment of our show and our interview tonight with Fritz Springmeier. Here's your chance to do so. Fred, what's your question for Fritz, please?
Springmeier, it'd take me about 30 minutes to cover this stuff, but I can't do it that quick. You're mixing a lot of error with truth. Now, you could be innocent about this, I'll give you that. But power does not give up power. And the papacy is not broke. It is the richest entity on earth, period.
All right, Fred, thanks for the call. Let's let Fritz respond to some of that. Fritz, what do you think? And is Fred on the money?
He's spoken to his own opinion, but the facts speak differently. I know there's a lot of disinformation out there. Some of my recent articles have dialed in the truth better. But, you know, he's welcome to his own opinion.
What about the Vatican?
Well, one of my articles showed how when the King of Italy invaded the Papal States and then he was going to attack Rome, that the Pope, Pope's army was being defeated, right? So the Pope called for volunteers. There were 250,000 people living in Rome at the time, right? He called for volunteers to help defend Rome against the Italian army. He got 200 volunteers. This is not someone who's running the world. He couldn't even scrounge up more than 200 volunteers to help fight against the Italian army that was,
all right.
You know.
Interesting. Let's squeeze in another phone call here and talk to Mark now. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Bob. How are you? Hello, Steve, and hello, Fritz. Honored to speak with you, sir.
Hey, Mark.
Really appreciate and thank you for all of your excellent work through the years to expose evil. And you're very brave to do it always. I understand that you spent some time behind bars, so to speak, as a price for this. And you're a true Christian soldier, Fritz, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And, Fritz, there's just so much that engenders questions in what you say, of course, not questions of authenticity or correctness, but just prompts one step further out in the thinking process toward an accurate view of where the power lies with the new generation of the Illuminati. Are they just, as Fred said, certainly they're not giving up any power here. They're just changing their face a bit to the public, I gather from what you say. They're not becoming gentler, but they're actually wanting to present a different image to the public because this would be a question. You can catch more flies with honey than vinegar into the trap of death, basically, and the total extermination of the human species.
You know, there's some truth to what you're saying there. You know, the power is still there, but how it comes across or appears is changing. Hopefully, too, you know, the way I present it is like we live in a prison planet, you know, and if we get a better warden, the warden that we had before, the older generation, they were really bad. So if the new warden on this prison planet will be more benign, you know, I will be grateful for what I have, but I will also, like you're saying, you know, we're also still dealing with powerful people that still have some agendas that are contrary to what the rest of us would like to see.
That's absolute. Bill in Idaho, you're on with Fritz. What's your question?
Yeah, Matt Wells had a heart and soul on BBC World Report, and I think it touches on what you were talking about, Mr. Springmeier, what's going on within the synagogue of Satan and the sex abuse aspect of it. But I believe that ultimately it'll be the marriage, the complete integration of the police state, local state highway patrol, local patrolmen, with the churches. These churches are all 501c3 corporations. And they work for the same corporation that Rod Klass talks about on AIB Talk Show Radio, even on 650 episode. It's only 34 minutes. I hope you get to listen to it. It's quite extraordinary.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that, Bill, and we appreciate your call tonight. Sovereign Man, you're on the air with Fritz Springmeier.
Thank you for receiving my call. Fritz, could you address the issue of the technology and how technology is being used? Earlier tonight I watched a video on the sigils and how they're using the technology and the ancient geometry to actually create gateways so that the demonic can enter the people.
You're wanting me to address technology as it's used for demonology or technology in its entirety?
Well, it's being used as a form of it's actually being used to hypnotize the people. I mean, the frame rate used to be at NTSC was 29.9 frames per second. But now the HD is 120 frames per second.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely using technology to do mass mind control. But all I can say to that is if we set ourselves up to be controlled, guess what? It's going to happen. Nobody forces us to go to a movie. Nobody forces us to watch television. Those are choices people make.
Yeah. And so I guess we have to pray to ask Yeshua to give us discernment so that we can actually see these snares that are being set up for us.
Yeah, exactly. And this goes back to, I think it was Steve that brought out that I had been Amish. When I was Amish and away from the world, you weren't subjected to any of these technologies of mind control.
You weren't susceptible to the technology, but they did use the geometry and the sigils and stuff like that. They incorporate that in some of their traditions. And that has to do with like the pentagram and the hexagram and, along with like earlier, I saw that the Google is actually using part of the symbol, the Google Play symbol, that they're using that. Actually, it is an alchemical symbol for Lucifer.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're referring to Pennsylvania Dutch geometry. However, for Amish settlements that are really holding to the true ordinances, they don't use those things. That doesn't mean that there aren't Amish that do, but a lot of that Pennsylvania artwork that you see are non-Amish Pennsylvania Dutch, because there's a lot of Pennsylvania Dutch that aren't Amish.
Interesting. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Starverman. Fritz, it's been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure, and everybody should check out your lecture you did at the Free Your Mind Conference back in 2013, because it touches on a lot of this, but so much more. And we'll have to do another show with you. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
Pentracks. Pentracks.com is the website, right? P-E-N.
Yes. Yeah.
Tracks. And Fritz Springmeier on Facebook.
On Facebook.
And
all right,
Bob Tuskin.
You take care, brother.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks,
who
guys.
Who cares about that guy?
Yeah.
Take care. All righty. We'll be back at it tomorrow night, folks. See you then. Love you.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial
in Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media.
With financial